Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Clearly defined UBS wealth management business and its domestic retail operations as the core of UBS. You have to know that UBS is, I could say, the global market leader in wealth management, so catering to rich clients and investing their money. So in a way, UBS is with this strategy going back to its roots, but it's a strategy that has been devised already 1 year ago.
And what does this retrenchment say about the sector overall?
What it really shows is that the big, massive deleveraging and reorganization of business models is now kicking off in earnest. We've seen Nomura taking quite a big step forward with its restructuring of its struggling overseas wholesale bank as well this year. We have seen Royal Bank of Scotland axing a big part of its investment banking business with going out of cash equities and things like that. And UBS now, we're seeing yet another bank saying we are lacking in scale and we need to save costs in this area because we need more capital. The regulators are forcing us to hold more capital against our business.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.